It's Christmas, Ebenezer. Tonight, if you listen to the opening prayer, it says, may the power of His divinity help us to answer His call to forgiveness and life. May the power of His divinity help us to answer His call to forgiveness and life. May the power of His divinity help us to answer His call to forgiveness and life. You ever reflect on the life of Jesus? You know, again, I was talking at the Sunday Masses how a lot of my kids I taught at prep, I was with them on Saturday, and a lot of them come home and I've been spending time with them. And as I was asking them, you know, you've been going to church and Father, I don't believe in that stuff anymore. And I'd say, come here, whack, in a gentle, kind, compassionate manner. And it was funny because one of the kids went and told me he was an atheist. And I always loved that, you know, because you can always tell the atheists, right? They're always really happy people. Smiling from ear to ear, have peace in their heart, there's no problem in their lives. And this kid's a drug addict. Huh? Oh, but he's an atheist. I said, oh, I'm sure that's really helped you a lot, son. Thank you for sharing. And I sat there and says, don't you get it? Don't you get what Christmas is about? Jesus Christ, the God of the universe, well, Father, I don't believe He's God. Oh, so I had to step back. And I says, okay, well, Jesus Christ, small town, born in a small stable. Nobody knew who he was. Only had 3 years of public ministry, just 3 years. Died a terrible criminal. Every one of his followers left him. They said he rose from the dead. Everyone who went died for him. And that one Jesus Christ today is 2007 A.D. And what's that mean? In the year of our Lord, right? It's in the English. What's that say? That because of this one little itty-bitty baby who's born in one little stable in the middle of nowhere, only had 3 years of public life, changed the world. The world is changed because of that little baby. Oh yeah, he was nothing. The power of his divinity. That this Christ not only changed the world, but he's changed thousands of lives. You know, my radio program I have is called Change Forever, right? And every single day, I get emails from some people around the world. Sister Nancy Fisher just grabbed me the other day, and she says, Father, I just had a friend who was in Africa, and they're sitting there saying they're watching this DVD of this priest named Father Larry Richards. You know that guy? And she says, Africa, Father. Yeah, I know. But around the world, the people email me and say, Father, my life has been changed forever. Not because of Father Larry Richards, you all know him to be a jerk. Because of Jesus Christ, this little baby born 2,000 years ago in a little manger in the middle of nowhere, 3 years public ministry, died a horrible death, all his followers left and then came back. Everyone betrayed him. This little person in the middle of nowhere to change the world. You can't write the day without making a statement of faith. You can sit there and play that game BC or BCE, but it's a game. The world has been changed because of this baby. My life has been changed because of this baby. Many of you, your lives have been changed because of this baby. Huh? And that's what he wants to do. If you have not experienced that, that's what he wants to do for you this Christmas. He wants to change your life. He just doesn't want you to come here and go through the motions because you came to church with your family, because we always go to church on Christmas. He wants your life to be changed. He wants you to experience forgiveness and to experience life. Again, on Sunday, I told the people, last Monday, I was in a plane. The plane was halfway to Pittsburgh, and it says, prepare for a crash landing. And I'm like, oh, how nice. I didn't take a Xanax. I'm going to die. And I was so peaceful. And I sat there and thought, what is it that can make you face death? Intimately, very soon, within 10 minutes, and not be afraid. Who is it? What is it that can make you face death that fast in 10 minutes and have no fear. It's because of that little baby born 2,000 years ago. How about you tonight? What do you bring with you this Christmas? You bring with you a heart, a hurt heart? You bring with you some bondages, some slaveries? Everyone has them. Even the people that seem happiest on the outside, and you deal with them in confession, or you sit there and you get them side by side or face to face, and you just look at them and say, how are you? Many people struggle. Christmas doesn't make it any less. Sometimes it makes it more. But people still struggle. And this is what this little child, born 2,000 years ago, wants to set you free from. Because the first thing that keeps us in bondage is sin, right? And the first thing that sin does to us is it robs us of our peace. It robs us of our joy. You know, and Jesus said himself, he said, anyone who sins becomes a slave to sin. Whatever it happens to be. It could be a slave to, what is it? You know what it is in your heart. What is it that keeps pulling you down? That has a chain around your neck that keeps pulling you away? What is it that keeps pulling you down that robs you of your peace? Jesus came to set you free. What's the difference if he was born 2,000 years ago if he's not born tonight in your heart? What difference? It doesn't make any difference. If you can sit there and you can debate with me for many hours whether you believe in God or not, we can debate forever. And each of us can sit there and make our points and go, oh, I was right, oh, I was right. Let me give you a hint. I know he's alive. I spent an hour with him every day of my life since I was 17. Every day. I know he's alive. And he wants you to know that. And what you're going to have to do is make an act of faith. Huh? You're going to have to sit there and say, well, Lord, I don't sure. Come on, what's the problem? If you really in your heart of hearts are seeking truth, then say, Lord, if you exist, I want to know you. And if he doesn't reveal himself to you, then he doesn't exist. That was this foolish God. But I promise you, if you have a open heart, your heart is open, and you go to him, that he will reveal himself to you. I promise. Huh? But what you have to do is acknowledge that you need him. Those things that have kept you in bondage, even people that go to daily mass, even priests, even nuns, still have things that keep them in bondage. So that's why just this past week I had to go to my classmate and say, Nick, would you hear my confession? And the God of the universe, born 2,000 years ago, gave me a new life. And he wants to do the same thing for you. He wants to forgive you. And he wants to give you life. You know, today as we come and receive communion, most of us tonight, huh? Or a blessing. Again, when we go back to the manger, Bethlehem means house of bread. House of bread. That this God, born in the manger, came to be the bread of life for us. It's the life of eternal life. That's why it's so important. It's like every time you and I go to communion, it's like there's one thing we all know, correct? Everybody here, we all know we're going to die. I promise you. I promise you, you will die. You know that. We're sure of that as anything else. You might think it's going to happen tonight, and hopefully not, but I promise you, you will. So you know that. Well, this God in his divinity, every time we go to communion, he gives us eternal life. He who does not die, when we receive communion, gives us the gift of life. Eternal life. We know we die, but we know in Christ we live. That's the promise. To never die because of this little baby. The power of his divinity helps us tonight to receive or be open to his call to receive forgiveness and life. Please, this Christmas, experience forgiveness. This isn't about going through the motions on a cultural Christmas day because we all go to church. It's about letting Jesus Christ take over your life. Take over your life. How have you been running it? Has it been all perfect? Is it all good? Well, tonight he says, give it to me. Give me your life tonight. And at communion, after communion, I'm going to give you the opportunity to do that. I'll give you the opportunity to start again with Christ. To let tonight be the first night of the rest of your life. To let Christ tonight forgive you your sins and give you life. To set you free from your slavery, your fears, your hurts, your past, your guilt, your addictions, and start to experience forgiveness, life, and peace. This God of love just invites. He doesn't demand. And tonight He invites you. Would you like to experience peace? Would you like to experience forgiveness? Would you like to experience life? Then surrender to Him tonight at this Mass. Don't let this become another Christmas where you went to church only. Let this be the night where you entered into relationship with this child born 2,000 years ago, but still alive this day. The child that has the power to change the world and has the power to change you, if you let Him. May you know His life, love, today and forever. Amen. 11 minutes. Anyway, let us stand and let us profess our faith. And all I'll do is I'll ask you a question and I'll say, do you believe? And you all say, we do believe. And please say it like you mean it, if you believe it anyway. So...